let's get to the riled up line. Andrew, if any of these people on hold want to convert their call to riled up, by all means, they can do that, all right? So Andrew will check in with you if you're on hold, and if you don't want to be converted, we'll get to you immediately thereafter. But I hope you hit the riled up line last night at 610-771-975. I'm riled up now because I'm like pissy with people now.
Good.
Because it's like nitpicking. And like what drives you nuts about your wife when they nitpick you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. None of us are. Let's get to the riled up line and see what came in last night.
Yeah, Joel beat us 5-for-17, and he got owned by the backup center. Wait for it. Jonas Valanciunas. Who? A bum. He got owned. He got bullied. Okay? Without Redick and Butler, you're losing by 30 points tonight.
Okay. Well, what do you do for a living, sir? Are you perfect at your job every day? I hope that guy goes in and slays it every day. You know what I mean? And is perfect at his job every day. Sometimes we come to work and we suck. I suck on the air on some day. A lot of people say I suck every day. But that being said, you're not perfect. He's not going to be great in 82. Jordan, I got news for you, Ant. Jordan wasn't great in 82 games every year, was he? You covered him.
He was, but he was the only person I ever saw.
He went not 82. Maybe 81, but not 82. That's a big ask, isn't it?
Yes.
Sometimes the best hitters in baseball, they take a collar, and they look ugly at the plate doing it. I mean, jeez.
We just got done talking about it. That's why I can't even react to it.
It's insane.
Seriously, come on.
Oh, my goodness. What's next?
Embiid taking that L last night. That's all on Embiid. He has an average night. He win that game. He looked lazy. He looked tired. And he looked, to be honest, intimidated. Anytime he goes up against somebody outperforming him, he just can't keep up.
All right, so he was out of gas. He's not lazy. He wasn't intimidated.
Played on dead legs.
He had no legs. I mean, that's what happened. Wow. I mean, that's just
I'm telling you right now, riled up is going to be 6 minutes today. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
That's outrageous. People have this are upset at him. Like
he's a mutt.
And
okay.
By the way, after the game, he even said, "I suck. I played like trash last couple of weeks." The guy even owns up to he played poorly.
And we can't even respect that.
Yo, it's Ingy. Yo, Ben Simmons and Embiid are the problem. The Sixers suck, yo.
You're doing it wrong, dude. You got two characters that call into the station mixed up. The yo you're doing is Arthur from the Turnpike. He's a yo, buddy. That's Arthur.
Is he still around?
I hear him once in a while, but the yo of Ingy is just yo, yo.
Correct.
Winning doesn't even, yo, it doesn't even matter. That's Ingy. He's understated. Arthur's the yo, brother. That's, you got to get those straight, man.
By the way, the reason why the caller did that awful Ingy impression is because Ingy called the morning show today and said that the two biggest problems for the Sixers are Ben Simmons
and Joel Embiid.
And Joel Embiid.
Of course, yeah. That's Ingy. He's a minute, minuscule brain thinker. He can't get out of his own way when he's thinking about sports. He is as inane as they come. What's next?
So apparently Jimmy Butler's teaching Ben Simmons how to play defense. He's teaching how to grow a pair of balls. Sucks in big games. 8 points and 7 turns tonight. I need more. I love you, Ben, but I need more, man.
Please. Can you get a Mack truck in here and run me over?
Dude, I can't even pay attention to it. I mean, seriously.
What's
that? I mean, you're going to have, tell Ben Simmons to grow a pair. I mean, really? Big games. What big games? It was a game in December. I was into it, but it's not a death game. And, against Boston, they got out maneuvered. Seriously, God, 21, 2 years old.
Edith and Chester's on the live line. What's up, Edith?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Edith!
Awesomely!
Love you, Edith.
You know we're going to take this game. There's no doubt in my mind we're going to take these counters down, baby.
Yes! That's my girl.
We don't want we want fans, true fans. We don't want no featherweight fans, man. We want true fans calling into this show to hype our boys up, to let them go down to Dallas and wipe that counter, you know what.
Edith, thank you. I needed your call today.
Bless your heart, Edith.
That's right. We gonna wipe them up.
I like it. There's Edith. She's riled up.
Edith rules.
Yeah. Every time I hear the name Edith, I think of one person. Edith Bunker. From All in the Family. That's it always comes to, it's like an old school name, right?
Edith is an old school name.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like Marge. Margaret. That's an old school name.
I think of Edith. I've know, you know, because I met her. I know her. Mm-hmm. She's better.
So you got a face to the name.
At the other station.
Is that right?
Yeah, we go back to you.
Oh, I didn't know
I used to do the Andy Reid show and the Howie show, all those Monday night shows. She used to come to hang out.
Oh, she frequented the broadcast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good work by her. What's next?
Georgie.
Yo, Aunt Carson, 425, the deer hunter. He's going to get bagged and tagged by the wolf hunter, Leighton Vander Esch.
What?
Oh, no. Bagged and tagged by the wolf hunter. I got to give him credit. That was good.
Bag and tag him. Remember that in Platoon? When Behringer said that.
Well, that's really,
I'll be honest. I miss some good old fashioned trash talk.
I mean,
I want to hear it.
I mean, play that again. It was good. It's worthy.
Worthy of a re air. Wow. Yeah. That's quite the statement.
Yo, Aunt Carson, 425, the deer hunter. He's going to get bagged and tagged by the wolf hunter, Leighton Vander Esch.
The wolf hunter. That's a good call. Let's take a live call. I know this man's probably riled up because he often is, and he loves to be contrarian to our point of view. Aunt, let's go to T-Will on the live line. What's up, T-Will?
What's up, fellas? Listen, man, I wasn't going to call today, but you guys are making excuses for poor play last night. All right? Ben Simmons did come up small. Pressure bust pipes. In these pressure situations, he hasn't played big. Even in Boston last year. I don't give a damn if you keep saying, oh, it's only 1-82. It's the middle of December. Stop downplaying it. Embiid came up small last night. But on the fact that they
T-Will,
played bad
T-Will,
games.
T-Will, calm down. T-Will, listen to me. You trust me, right?
Sometimes.
You always trust me all the time? Really?
No, I don't. I don't trust myself. I only trust myself all the time. I'll trust you sometimes. Go ahead. What's your point?
Dude, I'm just trying to give you a dose of realism.
I have realism.
You don't. You don't. You're out of line. Like,
just because you say I'm out of line doesn't make I'm out of line, bro.
Okay,
like,
bro. I love you. I'm saying this as your older brother.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, it's an older brother. Like,
well, out of line.
Like, when I mean out of line, I mean like you're like completely wrong. Ben came up small last night.
And so did Joe.
And Joe didn't play well last night.
Yep.
I agree.
Okay, how hard was that to say?
I said it all morning. What you hear selectively, T-Will, is something different. What I'm telling you is don't go overboard on it. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Because you know why? It's against your best interests.
It's
because you know why? Because for every game, he had a bad game last night, Joe, right? Okay.
10 good ones.
32-19, 31. I've been around a long time. I've watched this NBA is a man's league. They got to grow into it. That's not an excuse. That's a freaking fact.
What's next?
How many young teams win the NBA title? Doesn't happen.
Jason Witten.
There, he went.
I gotta tell you, that was a great call. Put him in the bleeping bleeper, Baxter. Yes,
the Baxter had no problem handling a few Wittens, Booger McFarland, and
the whole crew. 3,300 pounds of waste, man. 3 cube card dumps in a bag. I can spit that out.
Wow,
no read nothing.
Boy, you're like a stat. You're like an analytics guy.
I am. I'm all about the Baxter.
This is Evan Martinez, and I can't wait until I'm old enough to drive so I can get in my car and go get myself a flu shot. Thanks, Dad. Love you, too. Flyers suck.
No, you think Evan Martinez would say the Flyers suck? Come on, man. That was Evan checking in today. Of course, Jim from Souderton. I love his impressions because he doesn't change his voice in any way, shape, or form. But no, Evan's not going to get in the car to go give himself a flu shot. Apparently, I offended a few people yesterday with my belief system. Apparently, I'm going to bring back the bubonic plague, Aunt. And polio's on the rise because of...
Jonas Salk, it's you.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you.
You're like Nick Jonas.
The program director got some complaint emails, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Because I'm now turned as an anti-vaxxer.
Wow. That's wild.
It is insane, isn't it?
That's wild.
Well, that was riled up. That was wild. Glad it's over, by the way. The riled up line today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.